third hour of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Garth.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. We go to Todd in Michigan on the AMP line. Hello, Todd.
Hey, Mark, Ian, and Garth. What's up,
hey,
guys?
Todd. What's on your mind tonight, Todd?
Well, I'm sure you guys have already heard that the Senate does not have enough votes for the public option. And I have to admit, and I was talking to Mark about this online earlier, he mentioned that it was a hollow victory. And I have to agree it's a hollow victory because it's going to come back in some form or another. It's going to be repackaged. And we're going to go through the same old rigmarole before you know it.
Well, I'm pretty sure Gardner is going to inform us here as to how it's already been repackaged, right, Gardner? I mean, isn't it already been put forth?
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing because these guys have so many redundancies built into their attack plans, Todd, as you know. And it's a totally Pyrrhic victory. And this is exactly what I worried about because there's no reason that anybody who favors freedom should celebrate as far as policy goes here. The only reason they should celebrate is that people got generated in energy and hopefully they'll sustain it. Got to be very careful here. What they're going to do here's the deal. What they're going to do is they're going to create what they call a cooperative. Okay, this is going to be.
I've heard of it.
Right. This is the new proposal, and
it's amazing how quick they came up with it too.
Right, amazing that they just came up with this
especially
out of thin air
after the whole death panel controversy that just died down.
Yeah.
And all the Republicans were going nuts about it.
Yeah,
but now the Republicans can claim that they've done something, and they can pat themselves on the back.
Go with this. That this is exactly the problem that drives me nuts, and people have got to get these Republican guys out of there, and if they're going to vote,
and replace them with more.
Probably, I don't know. It's frustrating. But yeah, here's the deal, Todd, and I just wanted to make sure I called up this article correctly, so I want to speak more fluidly here. Here's what's going on. They're going to create these so-called health cooperatives, right, which are supposed to be non-profit. It's going to be a non-profit overall umbrella organization.
Because profits are evil. We can't have people making profits.
But it's going to be run by the government because they're going to get government money.
In other words, it's like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Like a government version of the HMO industry, except it's run by the government.
It's very similar. They're specifically doing this, Todd, because they want to, any way they can, they want to get some form of an outlet, some government outlet to start to absorb all these people that the government itself is going to inspire to become angry at their private insurance companies. And this is how it's going to go down. I would bet $1 million on this thing if I had it. They are going to there is one thing that's going to come out of this, and I said it last week. It is going to be a guaranteed issue mandate on private insurance companies, because the guaranteed issue mandate on private insurance companies will force those companies to accept people with pre-existing conditions. Mm-hmm. Their rates will skyrocket, as we've seen here in the state of New Hampshire. Then people within 2 to 3 years, you'll see rates going up at least 200, sometimes 400%. People will complain, and now they're going to have the outlet. We'll go into this government industry. The government entity.
It's very interesting that the Examiner op-ed came out by Timothy P. Carney. I don't know if you saw this, Gard, but he basically ripped the health insurance industry apart.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically pointed out, you know, that Nancy Pelosi was right about one thing, that they are, you know, they are the villains. Although I would say, more correctly, it's more both the government and the insurance lobbyists.
Yes, right.
Are
see,
the villains
and
here.
I'm sorry to jump in, but this is where I slightly disagree with Ian, and I slightly disagree because what you've got to do in this instance, in my opinion, is you've got to, as much as possible, recognize that the government is causing these problems. And if you start to say things like, And it's true, you know, that certain insurance companies try to get government assistance so they can beat their smaller competition.
I would try to counter that in a way because they're not exactly in favor of the free market. Let's be honest here. Let's cut to the chase.
Well, see, the problem is you're painting with a broad brush. There are a lot of insurance companies that are in favor of the free market. My insurance company is called Golden Rule. They're named Golden Rule because of the Golden Rule.
I'm not saying all of them are.
No, see, if you use that rhetoric, you run the risk of falling into their trap. You've got to really delineate what you're shooting for, which is a free market thing. And sometimes if you even touch on their rhetoric, you're actually helping their cause. It's a really, really tricky thing to do. What you've got to do is you've got to concentrate on fundamental economic lessons.
Question guard, is your company one of the biggest players?
No, they are not.
That's why I always qualify it with the biggest players. Yeah, on the
well
block,
stated.
It's,
well
it's
stated.
Always the biggest ones,
that's
the most established,
perfect.
That are the ones working hand-in-hand with
yes.
government. There are probably some exemptions to that general rule, but I think in general, when you see companies lobbying for new regulations for their industry, it's the big boys on the block, the ones that have been around the longest, the ones that are the most enmeshed with the state.
I hear what you're saying, Gard, and I'm not saying that all the insurance companies are doing this, but see, the problem is that some of the insurance, the biggest players, like Blue Cross Blue Shield, for example, okay, they're the ones that actually have lobbied to basically destroy competition, which really hasn't helped, the Republican side, and it's also strengthened the Democratic side.
That's
so,
right. But again,
the Republicans don't really have
a
side, do they? I mean, the Republicans just have kind of an image that suggests that they're against whatever the Democrats are for. As long as they can get the Democrats to just break down on one thing, the Republicans have had a win, and
yeah.
so that's
yeah. you know. See, I'm not saying that it's not fruitful to bring up companies like Blue Cross Blue Shield and the big companies that have gotten government favors. I mean, for goodness sake, Blue Cross Blue Shield was favored by the state government for a long time here in New Hampshire. They were considered pretty much a nonprofit organization; they could do anything they wanted to, and they got special tax breaks.
But I would agree with you. Yeah, I would agree with you. It would be unfair to basically paint them all with a broad brush.
Yeah, well, see,
But the interesting thing is, if the government had not, placed all these mandates on insurers in the first place, well, we wouldn't be having this conversation
to begin with. That's what I try to stress.
Thank you, Todd, for the call.
Thanks, Todd. Yeah, absolutely. And it is valuable, I think, if someone does bring it up, or as a secondary thing, just a comment to say, look, I am aware that certain large businesses get favors out of this, but what we're talking about is the organic dynamic of health insurance has been corrupted by government for decades, going all the way back to Roosevelt, then going back to the 1970s with Ted Kennedy bringing in a tax break for businesses that got HMO coverage for their employees, which then shifted the balance over towards HMOs. Then states started to impose regulations on these poor individual companies that are trying to provide insurance. All I wanted to say is this. Out of this plan, what you're going to see, and the tactics on convincing people of the salutary nature of free markets, we can hit upon those. But as far as the breaking news of this thing goes, this is what's going on. People like Kent Conrad, a Democrat of North Dakota, he, as this article, the AP article, reports, under a proposal by Senator Kent Conrad, this is the latest news, and this is where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
A consumer-owned nonprofit cooperative would sell insurance in competition with private industry.
Consumer-owned guards?
Yeah.
It's not owned by the government. Consumers.
Right. And that's bogus. It's not going to be consumer-owned. It will be like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Oh, you mean it's consumer-owned like the town square is consumer-owned, where the city of Keene claims ownership on behalf of all the consumers,
it'll be a private corporation in name only. What it'll be is it will have the promise of government bailouts at any time. Mm-hmm. It will be able to do
it'll
anything
it wants.
It'll
be started with government money,
It'll
right?
be started with $4 billion of government money, which will increase the year after that and the year of the yeah. And the more you hear about it, the more people will be turning to this, the more the government is going to be giving these guys this money. It will start up this competition against the private market.
So they're saying that the government option is off the table, and what they've done is they've replaced the so-called government option, which was a proposed government bureaucracy, with something that is basically a government-run bureaucracy, but not exactly in the same terminology as like the post office or Freddie Mae or Fannie Mae or whatever.
Exactly.
Those are Fannie Mae, Freddie Mae, whoever they
actually
are.
The Freddie Mae, those are pretty good examples.
We'll expound in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Reed's Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features. We give them all away. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of them. Dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video proving they listen to the show. See what I mean? By going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
And join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You don't have to pay all that money for a lawyer. A lot of documents can be covered by LegalZoom.com. They're empowering you and protecting you with
common legal documents that people trust. All you have to do is use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
So I wonder, are the Republicans really excited? Are they partying over this?
That's the thing is, the point that we were making
victory.
Here that I didn't feel was made properly is the Republicans did win. They absolutely did win on this one.
Oh? What's that mean?
Well, they defeated Obama and his plan. But the American people
lost. Good point.
The Republicans win because this is a political battle for them.
Right.
This isn't a battle for freedom or free markets or anything like that. For them, it's just a political battle, and Obama took a black eye or a bloody lip or whatever analogy you want to make. However, the American people have just gotten this hollow victory where they're going to get something, some watered-down version of Obamacare, which is going to stink even more.
Obama didn't take a black eye. And Gard, you've got the details here, and I want to dig into them in a moment. But Obama didn't take a black eye. It's like he came to the fight with something up covering his face, and that might have gone away. It's kind of like when you go to a garage sale, and there's something that you want to buy, and you make an offer on it, and that person has built in a certain amount onto the top of the price because they know if they start the garage sale at 6 in the morning, the early birds come out, think they can get some kind of deal, and are going to try to offer you something. Well, no, I want to get $80 for that dresser, and so that's why I've marked the price up to $100, because that way when you come in and you say, I'll offer you $75 for that dresser, I can say,
Yeah,
how about 80 or something like that. That way I can get exactly what I wanted by marking the price up a little bit. These guys knew when they were coming to the fight that they were going to probably have to bend on something, and so they've bent. The Republicans can make it look like they won, and the Democrats are going to get 99.9% of their plan passed in just a different, slightly differing configuration. It's an illusion.
But from the political standpoint, the Democrat politicians don't really gain anything in the short term on this one. I'm sorry to say, but Obama did take a black eye, and from this is going to affect his presidency negatively. But it's not going to matter to the American people or the growth of government one whit. If we get a Republican in the next time, is the government going to slow in its growth?
No,
heck no.
This hasn't even slowed anything either, and this has not done a damn thing.
This is like
shrink government.
This is like two rapists arguing over some tied up woman in the corner, and you are the tied up woman in the corner.
Yeah,
I mean, so these guys, argue for whatever reason.
Instead of cutting off her clitoris, they're going to cut off her 2 feet.
They're going to hurt her. Yeah, absolutely, and that's what's going to happen.
And by the way, on that point, it seems interesting because so many Republicans seem to exist in this dream world where they say, well, once we get that victory, then we can go back and fix things and make things better. So we'll compromise now, having gotten this victory, and sure, government's going to grow a little bit, but we will look like we've done something. Barack Obama will have been put in his place, and we'll have more people who will be in a position to run for Congress, and then we'll change everything.
Sure,
yeah, like that
sure.
has ever happened. You just look at that fraud Newt Gingrich. Yeah. What I was going to say was...
The George Bush administration, the contract with America.
Precisely.
I mean, how much more evidence do you need? Apparently, a lot of Americans need more evidence because they still haven't given up on this two-party
paradigm. This is a perfect example. I was talking with Glenn Jacobs and also Furt from Freedom Book Club, and it's the perfect example of the Hegelian dialectic, where as you were saying, it's like this: you push over much further than what you expect you're going to get. You try to get the whole ball of wax, and as long as you get what you originally intended, you're on the right track. And this is exactly where they're going. So here's this deal: this thing, this new monstrosity they're going to create. As I mentioned, it says the AP article says under a proposal by Kent Conrad, Democrat of North Dakota, and we all love him so much, consumer-owned nonprofit cooperatives would sell insurance in competition with private industry. Now, that sentence itself is so rife with falsehoods, it's just ridiculous, but it continues. There's a comment.
It's understandable that the journalists don't ask any questions.
They don't know what they're talking about.
What do they know? They've heard the term co-op before. Yeah, co-ops exist in the marketplace. That must be able to
exist.
Right.
Well, they talked to this guy, Conrad, or one of his representatives on the phone, probably one of his aides, and, the aide said something like, it's going to be consumer-owned. And the journalist said, oh, great, consumer-owned.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just write that down, because you're a government person, so what you say must be true.
You got it. And then they go on here, and they reinforce reinforce this, they say with $3 to $4 billion in initial support from the government, the co-ops would operate under a national structure with state affiliates, but otherwise known as Soviets, but independent of the government. They would be required. And then the very next sentence shows you they're not going to be independent of the government. And we have a quote from Kathleen Sebelius that tells you they're not going to be independent of the government. That says here they would be required to maintain the type of financial reserves that private companies are required to keep in case of unexpectedly high claims. This is just like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It's going to happen. If they're required to maintain that type of financial reserve, where's the money going to come from if they don't have it? I want
the feds.
Exactly. It's going to come from the feds. It will always come from
your
the feds.
Pocket.
They will fund it every few years. They'll keep pumping money into
Anytime
it.
Anytime you run an organization that doesn't have to run efficiently because they will get bailed out by people who have to pay for them, you are going to get an organization that doesn't run efficiently and will be bailed out by the people that
have to pay. Independent, consumer-owned.
Exactly.
Independent, consumer-owned.
Independent.
Just keep saying it.
Consumer-owned.
Yes.
They keep on telling me the post office is independent, too. Go to Cato and look up post office, you will see how much every year we pay to keep this quasi-independent organization called the post office going.
Here's the final piece of evidence here that there are two quotes. Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of Health and Human Services, says, I think there will be a competitor to private insurers. That's really the essential part, is you don't turn over the whole new marketplace. What an egotistical jerk. You don't turn over the whole new marketplace to private insurance companies and trust them to do the right thing. Can you, if they don't, look, this is just the arrogance of that statement makes me want to just split my head open and have spiders crawl out of it. It's just the worst possible indictment against this woman. What an arrogant jerk to say something like that. First, she says, I think there will be a competitor to private insurers. That tells you we are correct. It is a government organization they are creating because it is not private. If it's not private, what is it? It's government.
Publicly owned.
Exactly.
Not government. It's publicly owned.
And then she says, that's really the essential part, is you don't turn over the whole new marketplace to private insurance companies and trust them to do the right thing. Well, gee, you know, it's funny because you can trust them to do the right thing because they have to cater to the people who want them to do these things.
I don't really trust them to do the right thing. I trust them to respond to markets,
as defined by the consumers.
Right.
They define what is right. The companies that cater to them will do well. The
Only
companies
in
that
theory.
Don't will do crappy.
Only in theory.
And turn to the government for help.
Well, yes, ideally in the free marketplace that would be the case. But in the current marketplace, they do what they're told. They will do what they're mandated, and there will be more mandates coming down the pipe as well, which, of course, will kill the insurance companies off. We'll get to the rest of the story in a moment.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreenClean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreenClean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreenClean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you, and Garth, and Mark, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours completely free. All right, right there on the front page of the website, freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of Freedom's Phoenix get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get a morning and afternoon dispatch and do most of my show through freedomsphoenix.com.
So, seriously, on this healthcare issue, the Republicans, what are they saying? Because I don't listen to the talk show guys out there, and they're kind of the mouthpieces for the Republican establishment, the Limbaughs and the Limbaugh wannabes of the talk radio world. Has anybody listened in on this, you know, with this news coming out about, we've got to change this health care plan. We're really going to change it up. No more government option. This isn't going to be government at all. It's going to be privately, not privately owned, but a co-op that will be run by the people. Of course, it'll be operated by government people, but, you know, it's not really going to be government. But
I don't think the Republicans are going for this. Absolutely not. No? I would think that the Republicans are likely on the side of, you know, the big insurance companies and the big pharmaceutical companies who do not want to see this new regulation come through, and that now that they have the Democrats on a route, and you know they've turned them and they've got them running, that they'll try to keep them running further. What this this co-op idea that Gardner's been talking about here is FUD. It is fear, uncertainty, and doubt is to muddy the water so that people are like, all right, well, what? Because now Obama can say, we're not talking about a government insurance program anymore. We're not talking about that. This is more lies put out by the Republicans. So this
That's right,
is,
sweetie.
It's just, I wish I could do a better Barack Obama. I just can't do one. He does kind of sound like Elvis, though.
He's got a little Elvis-David Brinkley combo.
Yeah. Honestly, I haven't listened to him enough to really know what he sounds
like. He's got a cadence more than anything else.
Yeah, but you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And right now what I've heard, I tried to listen to a little of Rush today, and I heard some of Sean Hannity. Luckily, I was not Hannitized, thank goodness. they're not proclaiming victory. In fact, they're not even. I didn't even hear very much talk about this this new proposal. I think they want to look at it a little bit more. And I think they're still both thinking that something bad is coming down the pike. They're pushing it. And you know, for all the faults that those guys have, I do appreciate. First of all, Limbaugh's sense of humor is kind of funny. But they also sometimes, you know, if I'm looking for some stats. Those guys, I mean, they've got researchers. They're grabbing some stuff. Okay, cool. You know, I get annoyed listening to Hannity a lot. Rush and sometimes drives me crazy on a number of issues. But I do gather some data from those guys occasionally that can be useful. Right now, they're not letting off the accelerator trying to push this thing. They're definitely pushing.
Okay, because I was under the impression this was being promoted as a win for the Republicans.
The Republicans. The party,
the politicians,
right? I don't know how to describe it. Yeah, the politicians, that's the best way to say it. Talk about the people. The politicians, the Republicans, did have a victory on this, and there's no doubt about it.
And you're saying the Tea Party things is not, they're not going to stop as a result of this one change.
I don't know whether the Tea Parties are or not. The Republicans, the party, want to keep the route going. They want to keep the Democrats on the run, retreating. And the Tea Parties, I don't know. I mean, maybe the individuals will say, well, it looks like we can go home now. We won. And
that's what I'm wondering. When is that point going to be reached? From what Gardner's saying, it's not there yet.
I don't think we're there yet, but I can tell you when the point will be reached. It will that is still with larger government. They will there will still be an institution of more government into this scenario, even if it's in the area of deregulation. That will still be more government, and
the Republicans will get to, you know. Go and have their little parade and pat themselves on the back as though they've done something for liberty when, in point of fact, the government has become more involved in the healthcare system.
Because
as Gardner has said, they are going to push these mandates on the insurance companies. That seems to be
all
the bare
minimum
of what's going to happen.
I think the one thing they want to do is they'll give up everything else if they can get those things done, and that's it for us.
Because it sets the stage.
Yeah, I just wrote a piece, that's it.
Republicans will try to keep that from happening, and those are going to be the easiest things for the Democrats to get, are those mandates on the insurance companies, because they've asked for so much more, they're liable to get them.
And also, just to pop in, the faces of the people who can't get health insurance can be shown.
Yeah.
And everybody feels bad about them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, they've got the emotional lever.
But I'd like to point out, with deregulation, even if the Republicans were to get this kind of sort of turned around, and we'd see less government intervention in the area of health insurance, when you see deregulation, like, for instance, they deregulated, I think it was 1996, the radio industry,
mm-hmm.
which allowed companies like Clear Channel to buy up all the stations in America. They had 1,600 radio stations at their peak out of the 8,000 radio stations there were, if I got that number right. I was told.
They were
big
dogs.
They certainly were. At that point, that was deregulation allowed them to do that. However, the radio industry was still regulated to the point that no one could just pop in.
Yeah, it didn't make it easier for you and I to buy a radio station.
Right, so it wasn't really deregulation. It was different regulation. Sure, some of the regulations that were there were taken away, but the regulations that remained just had a different effect on the marketplace. If they had gotten rid of regulation, real deregulation, then you would have seen mom-and-pop radio stations popping up all over, kids putting God knows what gangster rap on and offensive expensive stuff. You would have seen all kinds of different things happening in the marketplace till an equilibrium was reached, and you would have had, you know, really what we would have had, because the government always causes problems, and when you have this void where the government would leave an area, you'd still have more problems.
But, you know, sometimes somebody says something, I love what you just said, it wasn't deregulation, it was different regulation. Sometimes these things, they're not only good rhetorically, but they're good for my thinking process as well, to be able to articulate it to someone else in a way. I really liked what you had to say.
Yeah, you really have to analyze what happened and then determine whether or not the term they've applied to is accurate.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're saying, they're saying on one hand, this new corporation or publicly run, cooperative, yes. Consumer-owned is what they said.
Yes, consumer-owned.
You know, this new consumer-owned blah-blah-blah cooperative, you know, they're putting all these terms on it, no connections to government, except for the billions of dollars. You know, so it's not what they're saying it is,
right.
And deregulation is not what they say it is. Privatization is not, you know, marketization. It's just another restructuring of the status quo or the deck chairs on the Titanic. But I got an email last week from the White House, and we'd scratched the surface on some of what it had to say about what their plan is. And these are the things they really want to do to the insurance companies. They want to make it so they take everybody that walks through their doors, regardless of pre-existing conditions. They want to limit the amounts of co-pays and deductibles that people have to charge, again, increasing prices, increasing costs for the insurance companies, and increasing costs to the end user. Ends cost-sharing for preventative care, meaning that insurance companies will have to fully cover without charge, which, you know, at the time charge, they'll charge people through their plan amounts, but to go to checkups and tests and preemptive tests. So like the oil change, it's like your car insurance paying for your oil changes or your new tires that you're putting on. So that's going to dramatically increase costs.
Sure. And this is, then you have what, 25-year-old and 30-year-old people who are perfectly healthy,
exactly,
going to get checkups at doctors and
as often as they can.
And that cost being passed on to people who don't, I mean, you just don't need it. They do not need it.
Ends dropping of coverage for seriously ill, so they'd be prohibited from dropping or watering down insurance coverage. Ends gender discrimination. Insurance companies will be prohibited from charging you more because of your gender. Six, ends annual lifetime caps on coverage. Insurance companies will be prevented from placing annual or lifetime caps. All of these things are designed to dramatically increase the cost these companies have to bear. Seven, extends coverage for young adults. This one I love. Children would continue to be eligible for family coverage through the age of
25.
26. Now, you want to talk about the mentality of childification of America,
wow,
encouraging people to believe that you're still a child all the way through your mid-20s? Here it is, right there in the White House's email. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call if you make it right now. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
Edgar.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoyed this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn various different ways to help get the show on more radio stations and into more ears around the world. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com. And if you are looking at this healthcare situation and the rest of the governmental tyranny that you're seeing all around the country, and you're getting pretty frustrated by it, yes, you should be, because it's pretty much inevitable, as we're talking about here tonight, that, you know, the government is going to take over the healthcare business. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but maybe a few years down the line, it will have, you know, 99 to 100% of all of the healthcare industry under locks, you know, complete control. And if that's frustrating to you and you're not sure what you can do about it, because I don't think there's much that can be done on the federal level, I don't think there's any way to turn this around. Nobody is, Mark, you've called it the impossible solution, going back to cash, going back to getting the government out of healthcare entirely. It's an impossible solution. Nobody inside the Beltway is proposing this. Nobody. The proposal is either modifying the government system in this way or modifying the government system in this way, but never scaling it back and getting the government out. Nobody ever puts that forth. So if you are like me and you've come to the conclusion there's not very much likely that you are going to be able to change in Washington, D.C., get on up here to New Hampshire. Join the Free State Project. And that doesn't have to be your only motivation, but since we're on the healthcare topic, come on up here and get together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are willing to do something, who are willing to make a stand, who are willing to get involved in a way that you've probably never seen before where you're from. You've probably never experienced the level of activism that is happening here in New Hampshire. There is activism happening on so many different fronts that are, and the activism is in favor of liberty. liberty. There's political action. There's outside the system market-based civil disobedience. There's media being created here. I know we're not on this hour, but the guys from boldvoices.tv are moving here. I just saw that announcement yesterday. So they are coming, which is great. Another liberty-oriented station, if you want to call them that, on the Internet, going to be originating from here in New Hampshire, which is awesome news. And so just the influencers, the people that have the media, people that are coming here that want to create media. New Hampshire is the liberty media capital of the world. And the fact is, these ideas are persuasive, and they're going to work on people over time. And you're going to see the biggest changes for liberty here in New Hampshire because of the Free State Project, because of dozens and then hundreds and then thousands. We're up to the hundreds point now, yeah, and soon thousands of liberty-oriented people moving here and actually doing something about freedom. Does that mean that the Free State Project supports secession or declaring independence? No. It's just a project that's designed to move as many liberty activists to the same place as possible. But I can tell you, I don't know very many people that don't support. I mean, from the people that I know.
If not complete independence for New Hampshire, at the very least, basically real independence for New Hampshire, a sovereignty of the statehood and all that kind of thing. So come on up. It's just an issue of degrees.
Yeah. So if you love freedom and you want people, you want to be free yourself, and you understand that in order to be free yourself, you must allow others to also be free, come on up here. Go to freestateproject.org. Get involved. We're seeing more people move here every single week. It's a lot of fun. Freestateproject.org. It's unlike anything I've ever experienced, and my life is totally different since I've been here, and it's been the best decision.
Yeah, so is mine.
One of my best decisions that I've ever made. All right, let's go and just wrap up this 8 things that they're going to do. They're going to force down the insurance company's throats in order to put them out of business down the line. And we've been talking about, I'm not going to go over it again, it came from the White House. I'm sure you can get a copy of this email somewhere. But it's what they're doing is they're kind of breaking down what they're going to force down these companies' throats and explaining it a little bit better. And the final point is they'll guarantee insurance renewal. Insurance companies will be required to renew any policy as long as the policyholder pays their premium in full. Insurance companies won't be allowed to refuse renewal because someone became sick. So down the line, point after point, doing things to dramatically increase the costs of doing business for these insurance companies, all the while they're going to create some sort of alternate option. And as we found out here tonight, it's not going to be 100% government. It's going to be mostly government controlled and created, but they're going to just pawn it off as an alternative that's consumer owned and somehow not a government arm. It will basically be an arm of the state. It'll be its own corporation, which people don't realize, but corporations are arms of the state. Corporations are essentially legal fictions. They're file folders created to protect people in industry, and so they'll go and they'll form this corporation so they can say, see, it's not a government bureaucracy. It's a corporation. As though that's any less government-oriented than a government bureaucracy, especially when this corporation is getting startup money, billions of dollars of startup money from taxpayers, and they'll be on the hook, the government, the taxpayers will be on the hook anytime these companies, these corporations, run out of money because the government has an interest in propagating them longer than the insurance companies run for, because when the insurance companies finally close their doors, the government's corporation or consumer-owned co-op, as they'll be calling it, will be able to absorb those customers into its system, making more people reliant on government for their health care services and just making an awful, awful situation worse.
Just try to imagine for a second one of these government co-ops that's set up so that consumers have better, cheaper access to health care, and the ones that don't have that have pre-existing conditions can't be turned away by these co-ops. Try to imagine for a second them having financial trouble and it going out of business. Really? A government set up co-op going out of business? Does that really make sense to anyone? A government program going, ceasing to exist, that the bureaucrats that work for this organization are going to just go down quietly? Come on.
We need competition in the marketplace, Mark. We've got to keep these guys alive, like with the car companies.
Imagine if you had booksellers, right? If there were a government book company that they started, right, with $4 billion of seed money, and then they told all the publishing companies out there that they had to publish anybody who came to them with a text. It had to be X number of pages in length. They had to sell it at a certain amount of price, and they had to keep printing them and putting them into the stores regardless of the popularity of the books. What would happen?
Sounds like a Bible.
But obviously, those private companies would go out of business. The authors would start to turn to the government company.
Right, because you won't be able to start a new company.
Yeah, and consumers will have no choice.
Right, in this climate, you would not be able to go and launch your own insurance company. There's no way you'd be able to make it through the maze of regulation. So that's what's coming down the pike. Let's go to your phone calls. Talk to Daniel in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Daniel?
Not to want to change the subject, but
no, it's Free Talk Live. You can do that. Go ahead.
This type of health care, anyway, you know, and individuals were sick in there, and they had to get medical coverage because you were care, custody, and control.
So where was this? I'm sorry,
jail.
In jail?
Prison. No, prison. Not jail. Jail is called county.
Got it. All right. So what about it?
Thanks for the primer.
It's pretty much the same type of stuff they offer you in there. You know, it's a basic insurance policy, and individuals who wanted health care would have to actually file lawsuits and fight for it. And if you fought too much, you would end up in the box, or you would get moved to another facility, and you learned your lesson not to stand up to the system.
Yeah, you'll take what they give you.
That's how that works.
And you'll wait hours and hours to get it. You'll sit in, you'll go there at 5:45 a.m. At sick call, and you'll sit there until 2 o'clock in the afternoon when they're ready to see you.
And then you get shackled up again to go back where you came from, whatever how many hours it was with from the main area. So that probably might happen. You know, the main hospital for the government might be 2-3 hours away.
Wow, that's grim.
In order to get the health care, and then you travel back, so 6 hours just to get around. But not to keep going on that, I wanted to change the issue that I was on parole and I was attempting to go to college. I like all the letter listeners know, and the parole officer prevented me from going to college because since I was owned by the state, they must send a letter out. So he decided on himself to never send a letter, and it caused me to think bad and wanted to go sell drugs again. Because, you know, my hope was college. That was it. All my hope in prison was read books and go to college because that's where you make it, computer geek stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he prevented me, and eventually I just lost hope. But I like to let the listeners know that government bureaucrats are making decisions that are hurting their community.
Absolutely they are. On one side, they say they're supposed to be rehabilitating people. They're preventing them from going to college if that's what they believe is going to help them.
Yes.
They're not allowing them to.
I'm going in there like a child waiting for his father to come and pick him up.
I wish we had more time. I thank you for the call tonight, and I understand your frustration.
Yeah, I mean, I hate the idea that he's taking away his own power by saying that the bureaucrat took away his choices, and he certainly had other choices. I get that, but I hear his frustration.
He's not allowed to go to college if he's on parole.
And college isn't the only answer for making money and being successful.
But if you think that's your path, you should be able to follow it.
I concur.
See you tomorrow night. Sure. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. Is capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.